Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Uh-oh. And this is what I like to see right here.
What's happening
right here. Hello, one Seth Cush. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to make sure you're okay because, you know, we were texting and then you fell off. You stopped texting me, so just wanted to make sure I didn't offend you with my last text.
You know what? This is so funny, and I know you well. Your last response was very, very funny, and I thought it was really kind of done, and I was also driving, so I was being irresponsible.
Dude, drop me an LOL or a ha-ha.
So I said...
Slip a Bitmoji text in there right quick, so we know.
So I said, I'm not going to respond. And then as I'm driving, I'm going, he's going to think that it offended me.
Yeah.
Seth, who is the most unoffendable guy at this station?
Normally it's you.
Of course.
I feel like I crossed the line today, Mo.
No. You didn't cross the line. And not only did you not cross the line, you were correct.
Can I tell you the real reason why I'm here?
Yes.
Because I was listening to your show yesterday.
Yes.
And then I saw Jen Epstein was tweeting.
Oh, yeah.
Or she tweeted Monica.
Yeah.
And then I got really offended because I've struck up a newfound friendship with Jen Epstein after the Dignitary Party.
Yes. I saw the shameless glad handing.
Wait.
And
whoa.
And patronizing.
Is this the guy who begged for a follow from her yesterday?
Hold on. There have been new developments. And I like you, Seth. I might even say I love you. And I think you know this to be true. You're going to have to let Epstein go.
What, to you?
She's over in the... Yeah.
No,
I'll just add this.
Mo's all like, I saw her first.
Yeah. She belongs to the Cat Named Mo show now.
What?
Yes, she does.
I can lend her out to Monica. That's totally fine.
No. Do you ever see Carlito's Way?
No.
When Benny Blanco from the Bronx is trying to pull one of the chicks away from Al Pacino's manager, and he's like, No. She belongs to the club now.
Are you the club?
I'm the club.
He's not the club.
Yeah, you're not the club. No. What are you doing, Mo? Panhandling for follows from local celebrities.
I was not, Monica. I was not panhandling.
You were so panhandling. It was...
Listen, I like me some Jen Epstein, too. Yeah. I'm not allowed to like Jen Epstein.
Like somebody else, man. I could get you a Bay News 9 woman.
Listen, oh, man, come on.
Leslie Lacy is available. I think.
Like that, I can't even go over to a different channel. I got to go to Bay News 9.
Yeah, that's right. We've got Calta the Show, Drew Garabo Live, clearly Monica. We've got Fox 13,
okay.
And then it bleeds over to ABC a little bit and FLA. You got to find your own people.
All right. Listen. I'm a big fan of a lot of people over on 8, you know.
Oh, that's good.
I like Gallardo. I love Span. I'm a big fan of Jen Holloway, you know.
Is it Jennifer Lee also?
Jennifer Lee over there.
Okay.
Yeah. The only one that scares me on 8 is Mencken. You know, she looks mean.
Well, no, she just gets the job done. If something goes wrong, she's the chick to call.
Better ask Mencken.
Yeah.
Listen, okay, let me ask you something. You're still in the wooing stages of this relationship with Epstein.
Well,
correct?
She does have a husband, so we'll just put that out there, too.
By the way, you have a wife.
I do, yeah, but for the sake of
the new baby.
And the baby, yeah.
How you gonna be squiring Epstein around town with a baby?
Don't bring my baby into this whole squiring.
I'm just saying.
Let me tell you something, man.
I can run with all time.
Yo, he had that baby weeks ago, okay?
In his defense, I guess you're right. My bad.
Yeah. You got kids too, Mo.
Yeah, but they're old enough to watch themselves. I ain't gonna be bringing them on a date. I'm bringing them to Charlie's when I'm trying to woo Epstein.
Here's what I'm gonna tell you, Mo.
Okay, go ahead.
The fact that I've got a wife and a baby is working in my favor right now because big party tomorrow night. Don't know if you got the invite. Holly's having a party.
I'll be there. I got the invite.
Yes, I did get the invite.
You're not going to be there, are you?
I believe that I am.
Ugh.
Maybe I'm not going after all.
Did invite everybody.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I got to be over there.
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw it. It looks like Jen Epstein RSVP'd that she'll be there.
Oh.
And, you know, there might be a little dinner beforehand where it'll be me, my wife, Epstein, her husband, and maybe a couple other people. So I'm...
Is this a personal invite right now?
No, this is not. This is rubbing it in your face. I'm paying you, Mo.
He's in. You're out.
Oh,
he's
rubbing it in my face is what you're doing.
You just got the follow.
Wow. Wait, okay.
Do you have dinner plans with one Jen Epstein?
Let me tell you something.
Seth is winning.
Let me tell you, if I do, it's going to be solo. It ain't going to be a group thing. That's how the kid rolls. I just want you to know that.
There's going
to
be, with Mo and Jen Epstein, there's going to be no depth to the conversation. She's going to go, oh, let me touch her hair. And then that's going to be it. There's nothing after that.
Wow. I hope you're listening to this, Jen Epstein.
Me too.
I hope you're. Now, where are you guys playing? Wait,
you're not going to show up, are you?
Isn't there going to be food at the event that Holly is throwing?
Be snacks? I know how you roll, Mo. Snacks are okay for a meal for you.
And they are.
You're going to load up and take some to go, but I need to get something, you know, ahead of time to make sure, because I don't like to eat in public settings.
I'll tell you this, Seth. If I'm going to step aside and allow you to take your shot at one Jen Epstein, I'm going to need to know that you are treating her in the fashion that she is used to and belongs in. Where are you going to eat?
I'm very respectful. Oh, you know, we might go somewhere downtown St. Pete, maybe Bella Brava, Stillwater, something like that.
Okay. Or maybe Farm Table Kitchen.
I mean, we might.
You know,
maybe I'll just mess around and pick up the whole bill for everybody.
Nobody trying to have a cow walk up to the table. Why is that a selling point? Doesn't everything go from the farm to the kitchen to the table?
I mean,
isn't that it? Even Taco Bell. Technically, the food starts at the farm, it goes to the kitchen, and it ends up on your table.
Yeah, I guess that is
the dumbest selling point of a restaurant I have ever heard.
Hey, man, when you own your own restaurant, you come talk to me.
I'm just saying, farm kitchen table was not a selling point. That's how it all ends up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you're a cowboy and you just cut out the kitchen part. All right. Well, what time are you getting to the party?
Hey, listen, I'm not talking about the details right now, Mo. You know that I'm going to be there, and hopefully I'm rolling up in the Jen Epstein posse. And if I don't, it's going to be very disappointing for me.
By the end of dinner, you are going to be BFFs.
Can we ask you a question here? Can we get you right here?
This guy just wanted to get his drink and get the hell out of here.
No, that's not happening. Spanish, you're a man. You've been known to pursue a lady or two, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not gay like Seth, but that's what I'm asking. Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's another reason why the ladies like me.
Ouch.
I have a wife, a baby, and I'm gay.
Wow. Okay, one young Seth has expressed his interest in Jen Epstein.
Okay.
Okay, now, he met her for the first time.
No, I've known her.
Oh, you've known her.
Yeah, but we, you know.
But you never hung out.
No.
Okay.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Okay, can he lay claim to her over anybody else, or is it open season?
See, I'm of a different mindset. I enjoy a challenge, and when it comes to me and my friends, you could lay claim to whatever you want, but this ain't the 50s. She's going to do whatever she wants to do.
I'm saying, does Jen get a say in any of this?
No.
Okay.
If we're just talking about friends from the bone, you know, obviously I've known her, and then you see Mo on Twitter yesterday panhandling for a follow.
Yeah, that was intense.
That's where I'm trying to get involved.
I think Seth is more just trying to protect Jen Epstein from you than anything else.
No, he has laid claim to her. He has sent me numerous pictures of him wrapped around her like a cheap suit.
Oh, man.
Taunting his relationship.
Yeah. He did say to me a little bit ago that if I tried to talk to her, Seth and her husband will be very upset with me. So I said, I'm not even going to talk to her.
You know what? I'm gonna politely step out of the
equation.
Thank you.
Unfollow her.
That will not happen. I will be there to pick up the pieces when you inevitably admit that you are gay and she's a beard. That's how that's going to go.
Awesome.
All right. Spanish, where you at this weekend? Anywhere?
I'm at the Backyard Company in St. Pete tomorrow from 1 to 3, registering you for your chance to win the Backyard Makeover brought to you by Backyard Company, Malectronic, and Big Green Egg.
All right. Thank you. I didn't want to keep you any longer.
Oh, you're good?
Yeah. What's going on with the Drew Garabo Live After Show, my friend? What is this?
I was going to say congrats to you on going to 7 to 10 now.
Thank you very much. It's an honor. It just really is. The biggest thing with me, and I think the biggest thing people think, is that I'm not going to be with Johnny B. And I have no issue with Johnny. Johnny B and I, we built that city.
Yeah.
Shut up, Sam.
I can't even with Mo right now. He's trying to tell me when we were at the dignitary party. He goes, look, me and Johnny B, we love each other. I said, you shut up with that.
Listen, I love Johnny B. I'm in competition with nobody. But we built that thing called the BDRS, and I've given them props in my announcement that, yeah, we'll be now moving from 7 to 10, and he'll be 10 to midnight. And he's always wanted his own show Monday through Friday.
Right. I just like that you got more hours than he did.
Well, that's immaterial.
That
doesn't bespeak of any kind of preference or talent.
Look at that big smile, Mo has.
Yes. Why do you keep winking every time you say talent?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now. But yes, but the best thing is to be following live content, man.
For sure. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's good overall for the station and the city and the listeners. I love Billy Madison. You know, I think he's a very, very talented broadcaster. But when you're talking about pre-recorded material, I don't know that it fits with the perfect model, you know?
Yeah, that's the big part of it is going live. And, you know, Billy Madison, love those guys.
Right, absolutely.
Great show.
Absolutely.
I've had some amazing conversation with Derek over the years and Billy, and they're genuinely nice guys. And they're in more markets than we could ever imagine. They're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were on a primetime spot in the station, and if there was news breaking between 6 and 8 or something went down, there wasn't anybody here to cover it. I know that was a big part of it.
And it's not a good look to keep constantly preempting them.
Yeah.
You know, it just isn't. So. And so with the Drew Garabo Live, I heard a little bit of the Couch to Show where you guys were filling in, and Drew said he would probably feel obligated to stay because he just loves it so much, but he was uncertain if he'd bail out at 6:30. Bail out is a bad word.
It seemed more like what he was saying is he didn't trust John with running the after show, so he had to stay for the sake of the listeners to bring them live content for that last
hour. Speaking of which.
By the way, did you see that there's, did you see what John said about you on Twitter?
But he didn't tag me in it. I had to find out because some listener tagged me.
What, is there some heat between Sam and us?
Well, John was sick, so he didn't come into the morning show today. So what's your take on that, Spanish?
Oh, it's garbage. I can't believe he didn't show up for a four-hour show.
Mm. So somebody tweeted.
Yeah. I have to kind of agree with
Spanish. Yeah. A lot of people agreed with me.
I mean, the morning show is the linchpin of the day there.
But he was throwing up last night.
Oh, who hasn't been in studio puking, though?
Oh, that's poor not guy.
I have to agree with Monica.
We've all done it. Suck it up, Buttercup.
I came in after an all-night gacker in Columbus. You know what I did during the break? I laid on the couch in the lobby, and then I got my black ass up and was there when the mic crashed.
That's disgusting, Mo, but you've got a strong work ethic. So somebody tweeted John Setting and said, I feel Spanish is attacking your professionalism. I don't understand why he can't let the fact that you are sick go. John Setting's reply, he is, and next week he'll go back to being the bitch and playing clips like he's supposed to. Let him have his moment.
Hey, Spanish, I will train you for that next punch out.
I'm not really worried. Go back to being the bitch that you are.
I guess, yeah, but at least this bitch shows up for work. I don't really know what to say.
Oh,
get him.
You gotta be, somebody's on the mic and somebody isn't.
A fever and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's got a fever. Look, when a guy tells me he's throwing up, I'm not going to tell him to come to work.
And that he has the chills. Don't forget about the chills.
But the thing
legs
is,
were cold.
He didn't even try and couch that response in humor.
Was there a smiley face or anything?
And he didn't tag me in it. I found out because a listener tagged. If he was attacking your professionalism, though, why wouldn't you tag him in the tweet?
That's a bitch move. That right there is a bitch move.
Monica said it. I didn't even say it. Monica called you.
Dude, my man John Setting is getting beat up on this station every Friday. A couple Fridays ago, he got chest slapped from a wrestler. Last week, he said he wasn't going to the dignitary party, and Ian called in. And now today, he's not here.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Saying I want to go to the dignitary party, and then Ian sending you an email with a link to purchase tickets.
That's pretty good.
Awesome.
That's
just cold-blooded.
Oh, man.
I don't know that I'd have shown up after something like that myself. Yeah.
And plus, in all seriousness, I like John a lot. If he's upset, I'm sorry if I upset you. But
no, don't apologize.
The show that I'm on, we have a different way of going about it. I understand you respect John that he's sick and he's cold and he doesn't want to come in because he's cold and sick. But on the show that I'm on, there are no excuses. You show up sick, you do your job,
the show
you get
that
it done.
Everybody's on. That's radio. Suck it up. I'm sorry. And I love John. I'm not calling him a bitch. I'm really not. I love
him.
That was a bitch move, though, to not tag him, to say something like that, and not tag him. That's kind of a bitch move. But you come into work regardless of how you're feeling. And then if they want to get sent, if they're like, okay, well, he's too sick, go home.
Is it wrong? No, he told me, he sent me a text this morning that he wasn't coming in. That's fine. But when Drew and I, if somebody's sick, we don't want you here. We don't want to get sick.
But I happen to know that you both have come in sick. Am I wrong in saying that?
I mean, there's been times where I've been thrown up all night and I've come straight from the hospital. But I mean, that's just. I'm not going to tell somebody else that, hey, if they're not feeling well, if John's not feeling well and he works hard, I'm not going to get on his case for not coming in.
Hashtag dedicated.
Wow. Well, okay. So what happens now? Does he now? What if you see him out at the Miguel and Holly party tomorrow? Man.
Hopefully he got invited.
Okay.
Awkward.
Say he did get invited.
Okay.
And say he shows up at the party tomorrow. I mean, I think, and I mean, I'm not piling on John. I love John. But I think if you miss that Friday, that last show of the morning show where you're filling in, you got to forego the party the next night.
Wow.
Right?
Or you have a large, heavy jacket on because you're so cold from all the chills you've had. Being sick.
You keep bringing up these chills, Spanish. What, do you know something we don't know?
I just say, you know.
She's a tough EP to work for.
Listen, there are blankets here you could use to warm your legs if you were cold.
Is there a possibility of a punch-out matchup
I'm fighting Martine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How about you fight John, too?
Same time?
This is a preliminary.
I don't have enough cocaine to fight the both of them.
Hey, I got friends.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to be rough.
Talk to me.
I know
the streets.
Allegedly.
I know the streets.
I got a couple friends, too.
Well, I did not know this was going to. He should have tagged you. Just protocol.
It's all in good fun to me. I mean, like I said, the show that I'm on, we bust each other's balls all the time. If he's really that upset where he didn't want to tag him to tweet it, it is what it is.
Right. Okay. All right. By the way, so you never answered my question, though.
Yeah. What's going on with Drew Grabo Live?
The Drew Grabo Live, yes.
I mean, I think that it's tough to say. I don't know what's going to happen every single day.
You have the time to work it out, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there might be days where we all stay until 7. There might be days when we leave at 6. There might be days when John Senning hosts 6 to 7 with clips from earlier in the show. There might be days when it's just Kevin and John. I mean, we don't really know at this point, but I would imagine at the start, we're probably all going to be there until 7.
I heard you, Spanish, talking to Seth about the after show, and you said it ends up being a dump-on fest where a lot of times the listeners, you don't like to take phone calls because, or is it Carmen that doesn't like to?
I love to take phone calls. Carmen doesn't like to take phone calls. The listeners, you know, typically what we get is, hi, you're on the Mike Halter after show. Please don't curse. You suck! And then they hang up. Thank you for contributing. I appreciate your time. Have a nice day.
Right. Yeah. It's never the ones that like you that call.
Ever. It's always, I'm just terrible.
Are you prepared for that? Do you have a contingency plan if that's the case or no?
If people start calling up and saying you suck, let them call up. I mean, I'm probably not going to listen if I'm driving home anyway. So.
All right.
Mike doesn't listen to the after shows, so you're in good company.
Fair enough. Micah is such a personality.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying personality, but maybe I should say it or phrase it differently because I'm not even necessarily talking about on the air. And I ran into her because she's in sales now, as you well know.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But I ran into her and we talked. She just exudes an aura about her that is just fascinating to me.
Yeah, she's not your typical beaten down radio personality, which is why
maybe that's what it is.
Which is why we wanted to grab her for the show, and then sales saw how positive she was, and then they stole her from us. Yeah. So,
but she's still on the program though, right?
For the time being. Well, look, I mean, and I said this morning on Under Oath, she's going to come in on Monday and Tuesday. Those were her normal days. But, you know, what happens when they want to have a sales meeting on a Monday? Or what happens when a client wants to meet with her or a client calls her?
Right.
You know, you gotta go out and chase that money. I told her, I said, you come in whenever you can. But I know as much as she wants to be on the air with us, I think sales is going to start taking her full attention.
Let me ask you both this, and I'm talking to you two in Spanish, if you think this is a blessing in disguise, because the saying goes, when you dance with the devil, you don't change the devil changes you. She is such a non-radio aura type that do you think it's good for her because now that will protect it, or if she had become a main on-air personality everything that is beautiful about her would get stripped away from this by this business. I think it's a legitimate question. You know what? I've seen people come in real nice and humble and turn into these megalomaniac monsters.
I'm laughing because of the truth. It is true. Yeah, I've seen. Yeah. So I think maybe it is a blessing in disguise because she's, I love her so much.
Yeah.
I think she's going to stay the same no matter what, whether she sails here. Fingers crossed. I don't think she's going to change.
I mean, she's still very young, though, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's a very susceptible age, I think.
I don't know. I don't see anything happening to where she would dramatically shift who she is as a person.
Are you the same personality you were when you entered radio?
No. No, but I didn't even know. I was 19. I entered. I didn't know myself. I've been in this building for 16 years. I mean, I found who I was on the radio.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Was more good stripped away or added? I'm going to tell you, more good more than likely was stripped away. Wouldn't you concur, Sam?
For me personally, yeah, for
more
sure.
More good from you was stripped away from being in this business.
Absolutely.
Man, this is why I came in here. I know it's always fun having conversations with you. Mo, I don't know how much good I had with me to begin with. I was just 19, but I do feel like radio altered my personality. I feel like if I was doing another job, I wouldn't be the way that I am right now.
You wouldn't be the same person.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means, but I feel like radio shaped who I am, and it'll always be that way. No matter even if I got fired tomorrow, I would still be the way I am because of radio.
Do you think it would be a less neurosis? I mean, because I don't want to call you neurotic because you don't come off as neurotic, but you have your idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
And you have your worries and your concerns that you wear on your sleeve. It might be less of that.
Probably not. That's just who I am. That's in my blood. That's how my mom was. That's on my family. So, yeah, that probably wouldn't change. I would just stress about other things.
All right. Do you think you'd be going out to dinner with Jen Epstein
hell
if you weren't
no.
on her?
Right?
And then bring it back around.
Right. You better not show up tomorrow,
Mike. Yeah. I'll be there, Tim. I'm coming for you.
I'll tell her you don't wash your jeans but once every year.
Isn't that everybody?
No.
Isn't that why the jeans?
Yeah, me. That's what I do.
Listen, guy, we are way behind, but I was not going to break with your presence in here. Thank you, Seth. I will see you tomorrow at Holly's party.
Oh, God.
And tell my girl I say hey.
Uh-uh. Your girl's from Bay News 9 now.
Spanish, have fun at the bar. Are you doing the Miguel and Holly show?
I don't know. You probably. Yeah, I'll probably be there.
All right. All right.
Depends on how much I drink between my gig at the backyard company in St. Pete and that party.
Make sure you go out and see Spanish. This Monday, Mike Houghton and the whole crew is back. And Drew Garabo Live fits back into their slot. Looking forward to seeing you guys as I come in.
Hey, is this going to be the Roger and JP cut of the day? It's got to be, right? I mean, it's got to be.
Listen, you know me, and you know me well. Goddamn right it is. We'll be back. It's Roger and JP.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.